You know, if this world is meant to be a place of misery, why are there so much pleasure? You know, when we have children, when we have loved ones, when we have friends, there's so much pleasure in this world also. So why is that? See, the pleasure in this world is a pointer to the supreme pleasure that is in God. The point of this world is to point beyond this world. The point of this world is to point beyond this world. That means the pleasures that we have in this world, they're real. Krishna says, Yadyad vibhuti mat sattvam shrimad urjitam evava tattad evavagachattvam mamatejo amsha sambhav. He says, whatever is attractive in this world, it manifests a spark of my splendor. So, in our relationships, in our hobbies, in our inspirations, we get some pleasure. That pleasure is a spark. And that spark also enlivens us. But it is temporary. The spark cannot provide the illumination and the warmth that the sun can provide. Similarly, we do get pleasure in various things in this world. But they cannot provide us lasting pleasure. So, we act responsibly in these roles that we have. The Bhagavad Gita, if we have relationships, we act responsibly in those relationships. If we have talents, we act in a dedicated way to develop those talents. Krishna says, through your work, worship me. But we don't think that these things alone will make me happy. Basically, when we see a spark, we can see that spark as something which can alone give me happiness and I don't need God. Or we can take that spark, because I have that spark, I don't need God and I'll go away from God. Or I can see this spark is actually a spark of God. So let it take me towards God. So the attractive things of this world, they can take us away from God. Or they can infatuate us so much that we don't care about God. We don't necessarily become atheistic or materialistic, but we just become apathetic towards God. Or we can see these attractive things as pointers towards God, and they can inspire us to move towards God. So when we get fulfillment in the relationships in this world, you can see, okay, this relationship, although it is temporary, it is giving me so much fulfillment. So an eternal relationship, how much more fulfillment it will give me. So the point of this world is to point beyond this world. So the world is like a bridge for us to redirect our love from the temporary to the eternal. From the things in this world to the source of those things. And that way, the world serves its purpose. Now, a theist can point to how there are so many things right in this world. You know, if you consider how rains come. You know, the whole mechanism by which we get rains is very complex. How the sun evaporates water and clouds are formed and then the water falls. And we get rains. So, these can look at the world and say that there's so much right in this world. Therefore, God exists. Atheists can look at the world and say there's so much wrong in this world. The same rain, it causes floods, it causes famines, it causes suffering, it causes death. Where is God? The point is that if we look at the material level alone, we see there is that we see order in terms of the way rains come, there's order. But we also see distress. So where is a place where we have both order and distress? If we look at order alone, we say God exists. If we say distress alone, we say God doesn't exist. But if you look at order and distress, both are present in a hospital. In a hospital, there is distress, there is pain, but there is also order. Okay, this person has got a heart attack, go do this, this, this. This person has got high blood pressure, do this, this, this. So the point of the hospital is that both are there. If misery is also there, there is also order over there. The point of the hospital is to cure the patient. So that this world's point is not to deny the pleasures of this world, but to deny those pleasures the right to monopolize our heart. We don't think that these pleasures alone will make me happy, and we don't let them displace God from our heart. Rather, we let them point us towards God. This is so attractive. How much more will Krishna be attractive? Let me become attracted to Krishna. Does that answer your question? Thank you. Hare Krishna.